the Secretary General of UNCTAD, Dr. Mukhisa Kitui, launched the report in Geneva.
Globally, what the report is saying this year is that the state of the world economy is not very encouraging, that the slowing down that we had witnessed in 2010, 2011, and the optimism that things would get better in 2012 showed that, in fact, it remained virtually flat at 2.2%, and that the recovery in 2013 may not be much, projected to be a modest 2.1%.
Dr. Kitui pointed out that this discouraging economic slowdown differed from region to region.
Specific regions showed, of course, varied trends in this, with the clearest contraction being in Europe, mild deceleration in the US, and perhaps more respectable growth in developing and emerging economies, with 4.5% growth in the developing economies and 2.5% in the more transition economies, and that the growth in the developing and emerging economies accounted for up to 2/3 of the total global growth, making a very significant statement there.
The UN Conference on Trade and Development stresses the need for new thinking in working for the global economic recovery. Alfredo Calcagno, director of UNCTAD's Division of Globalization and Development Strategies, says the global economic situation is a structural crisis.
The key point is that reverting to the pre-crisis growth strategies is neither possible nor desirable. That is what we understand with structural crisis, that it is not just an accident and some short-term financial problem that unfortunately came out of control. More fundamental structural problems are behind the crisis that erupted in 2007-2008.
On the issue of trade, Mr. Calcagno says it is a dramatic breaking point, adding that the crisis has meant a fall in the volume of trade. He said there is a persistent slower growth of trade and even stagnation in the case of developed economies.
And this means that the old way, the possibility of growing, taking profit of some consumers of last resort, as to some extent the United States was before the crisis, will not longer be available. But other possibilities, when we say, well, developing countries themselves can rely more on their domestic markets, are there enough? No? Are they big enough for that? Well, of course, this is not something given. That will depend on what is done in the different countries.
Alfredo Calcagno adds that already the size of developing economies has grown. According to Mr. Calcagno, in the last 10 or 15 years, the share of the developing economies in the total world output doubled. Derek Mbata, United Nations.